Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. This is our first Sunday in quite some time with the color green on the altar and in our vestments. And we not only have the beauty of green in our cloth and in our garments, but also here in the Northern Hemisphere, we have the vibrant late spring green of trees and grasses and leaves. This green reminds us that we are entering into what our prayer book calls the season after Pentecost, also known as ordinary time. It's called ordinary time simply because the weeks are numbered or ordered with ordinal numbers. So second Sunday after Pentecost, third Sunday after Pentecost. In the spiraling cycle of our church calendar, of our liturgical year, this green season after Pentecost is a long linking time between the Easter season and the Advent season. Our main liturgical color will be green until November. One way for us to think about the ordinariness of ordinary time, of all of these green Sundays, is that it's the time we are actually living in. We live between Easter and Advent. We live in between Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, Christ's first coming, and the future return of Jesus, the second coming that we long for. So as we enter the season after Pentecost, this ordinary time, this series of green Sundays, what we might call a greening time, as green becomes the color of the church and of the natural world around us, we might ask, what is greening in us? In this green growing season of late spring and early summer, in this green and spacious in-between season in the church, what is growing and greening in our internal and spiritual lives as individuals and as a community? What does this growth feel like? Maybe this year especially, emergence from the soil might feel shocking or jarring or difficult because of the long wintering of the pandemic. What will root us as we reemerge, as we regather, as we timidly or boldly turn our faces to the warmth and light of in-person relationships, acknowledging that sometimes that warmth and light can be jarring or too much for some of us sometimes? What will nourish us as we return here to worship and continue to serve together here in our parish home? Our readings this week, each in their own way, give us a very straightforward answer to this last question. It's God. It's God who is the root source of our nourishment, of our growing, and of our greening. Our reading from 1 Samuel tells us that it would be a mistake to put our trust in kings and rulers or politicians, because people are people. We are sinful and corruptible by power. Our human leaders will ultimately disappoint us, often in small ways, and sometimes by taking advantage of us outright, as we have seen throughout history from the ancient days of Samuel up to today. To flourish, to grow, to green, we are to be rooted in God and not in earthly power. When we pray Psalm 130, we are reminded that God is who we wait for, who we keep watch for in times of trouble or difficulty or transition, and in times of joy and forgiveness and redemption. In our second reading, Paul encourages the Corinthians and us not to lose heart. Because even when we are struggling with loss and grief, there is renewal with God. There is an eternal home with God. And we have our gospel reading from Mark, which ends with Jesus shockingly flipping the idea of kinship on its head by saying that it is not blood that is the most important connection between us, but our common connection, our connection with and service to God. Being rooted in and growing in God and doing the will of God is what makes us all a human family. So as we enter this green season after Pentecost, what is greening in you? What is greening in us as a community? How is our relationship with God? What are our prayer lives like? Are there ways we can tend to our relationship with God during this greening season so that we can feel rooted in and nourished to follow Jesus and serve one another and our neighbors? That's important. And also, can we tend to our relationship with God simply because God delights in being in relationship with us? God delights in being in relationship with you. God so delights in and desires to be in relationship with us that God came to us incarnate as a human being, as Jesus. So as we enter this greening season together, as siblings growing in Christ, let's listen and pray again with our collect of the day. It's a fabulous prayer. It captures a lot in very few words. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.